It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. John Pettit from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition is here today. He specifically took time to tell me he is not in charge. Just show up for the heavy lifting, right, John? And Lisa Reed Scott is the Garfield County Veteran Service Officer. So, VSO is a position that is mandated by the state, right? Each county has a Veteran Service Officer.
That's correct.
What is your – I've never talked to the Veteran Service Officer ever. We've talked about him a lot, right, John? Mm-hmm. But never actually talked about what it is you do. Of course, you share the office space with the Western Slope Veterans Coalition at the corner of 8th and Colorado in Glenwood. But I never have actually heard from the VSO what the VSO does. So your elevator speech and go.
Perfect. So what my role is I'm an advocate for the veteran as well as a family member. There is a lot of paperwork involved with any disability claims, compensation, health care, education, pensions. So I'm there to advocate for the families as well as the veteran and help them through that process.
I've often wondered, obviously for a long time since I've been around, we've had the veterans I'm trying to remember what it is actually called now in Rifle, the Veterans Community Living Center.
Yes.
Right? Most of us would know it as the Veterans Nursing Home.
Yes.
In Rifle. And I've often wondered, why is it that the state is providing these services to people that served? It's a little political there, so we don't need to go into that. The real reason why Lisa and John are here today is to talk about the annual anniversary of the opening of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition office and the Veterans Service Officers office at 8th and Grand. And I want to say when it opened, when the county decided that they were going to give that office space, there was a big celebration, John. Mm-hmm. And every year on the anniversary, you just continue to celebrate. Of course, it's a special day for you because it's a Marine Corps anniversary on November 10th.
Marine Corps birthday, it is. Yes, sir.
And, so it's kind of a double whammy for you.
And, you know, I'd like to let Lisa maybe tell a little bit of her story in that she's a Marine. And she used to work at the Rifle.
Oh, did you?
So maybe she could answer some of your questions.
Oh, so maybe I wasn't nearly as off topic as I thought I was.
No. She's got a great story.
So you actually worked with my great aunt, Betty Benetti.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wonderful CNA. Yes.
Who I think is still working at 90-some years old, by the way.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. It's a long story. So how many years did you work there?
I worked there for a little over 11 years.
Okay. Talk about your – I can't think of anything more meaningful than, you know, just an assisted living kind of environment, and then you add to that the fact that you're working with veterans.
Yes.
Of course, you yourself being a veteran as well, that it's got to give you a little bit of pride, I would say.
Absolutely. It was a wonderful experience, and it gave me an opportunity to work more closely with the veterans. I hadn't had that opportunity, and again, working 11 years there was a fantastic experience, and that's why I gravitated toward veterans when I left there last year. So, yeah.
And I know from experience that there is nothing a veteran enjoys more than being around other veterans.
Yes.
And being able to give back in some way.
There's that camaraderie and that only they understand. We have that connection with one another. We may not have been through the same experiences, but we've served.
You have a common frame of reference.
Absolutely.
That I don't have.
Yeah.
Which is, I always joke, well, you guys just do the interview. You don't need me. But that's not too far from the truth when it comes to this particular topic. So what is planned? This is on Sunday. November 10th is on Sunday this year. Did I read the calendar wrong?
No, you're right. But okay. Instead of having an anniversary like we've had in the past, on the day of the of our opening, which was November 10th, 2017, we're having an open house. So we're not actually having a specific party, if you will.
You're not blocking off the streets this time.
No. No. And not putting up a big tent in the back and having everybody freeze. The first year when we opened, it was beautiful weather, and then last year it was cold. So anyway, we just dialed it back, and we're just going to have an open house, and we're having it on Tuesday, the 5th, which is also Election Day. So there's a reason that, you know, you have Election Day, and it is because of the veterans. So mm-hmm. we thought it would be kind of a neat way to...
So for folks that actually vote at the courthouse, you can just walk right across the
street.
That's
right.
Absolutely.
And we have, we're just going to, it's going to be just an open house, walk in, you know, see what's going on, walk out, you know, and we're going to have desserts by Katie. I think it's called Cinnamon and Sugar Desserts. She's a young gal that is a baker at the Bluebird Cafe, and she makes amazing desserts. And I'm not a sweet eater, so I mean, I liked them.
So the chocolate chip cookies out in the kitchen there are not in any jeopardy. That's good, because I thought I was going to have to arm wrestle you for them, and so
I don't eat sweets, so you're good.
No, but I do.
Well, there you go.
Tuesday, November 5th, from at what time is this open house?
So 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So all day long.
Yes, at 803 Colorado Avenue. And again, we are asking people, you know, it's Election Day, just to stop on by, see what we are. It's their opportunity to meet the local VSOs from Eagle, Pitkin, Garfield counties, as well as meet the board members, meet John. A representative from the VA is going to be there. So it'll be fun.
Oh, John, you're so funny. You don't love that part of it, do you? You do not love the public aspect of the Veterans Coalition.
No.
But it's just so interesting. From how long has it been that we've known each other? 10 years?
Oh, God.
Has it been about that long?
Yep.
Lisa, I don't know how long you have known John. It's just so interesting. I don't know, you just seem so much happier now. And your work every year with the Winter Sports Clinic, the DAV, when they come to town, working with other veterans and the Veterans Coalition, it's quite extraordinary. It's a good thing.
God bless me, I guess. Somebody watch it over my dumb ass.
Oh, my goodness. Again, the open house of the Western Slo Veterans Coalition, the Veterans Service Officers Office, VSO Office. I don't know if there's any more articulate way of putting it. 803 Colorado, 9 to 6, Tuesday, November 5th. We'll take a quick break, come back, and visit a little bit more about the day and the two organizations in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. This afternoon, we're talking with the Garfield County Veteran Service Officer, Lisa Reed Scott, and John Pettit from Western Slope Veterans Coalition, celebrating the Veterans Coalition office a little bit early this year on Tuesday, November 5th, on Election Day. You picked that day specifically, right, John?
The 5th?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, as opposed to the 10th.
Right.
Which Jesse Beckus and Casey Owens were both Marines. And so we dedicated the office to them, and it goes by that name, the Jesse Beckus Casey Owens Veterans Resource Center, and we manage it. Western Slope Veterans Coalition is a 501c3, and so we're the umbrella, if you will, the nonprofit umbrella.
I know that when the county gave you this great deal, right? It's like $1 a year lease or something like that. Mm-hmm. They also said that they would put the veteran service officer in that same office. Mm-hmm. So do you share space between the two, Lisa, or do you sublease from the Veterans Coalition, or how does that all work? Or is it the other way around?
$300 a month from Lisa for being in that office. No, really? I'm messing with
you. I was like, wait a minute. No, John.
The county doesn't know that. No, we get Lisa has an office in there as well as CASA.
Yes.
Which is the Children's Advocacy. The
court-appointed special advocates.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's been really, a really neat.
So the three of you get along. There's no interoffice politics.
I don't think so.
At least Lisa's a Marine. If she wasn't a Marine, I could see you guys getting a little sideways.
Yeah.
What was it first time I met you, John? What did you say? Well, I work for a living, so I'm not an officer, or something along those lines. Do you remember that?
I just mumble.
I want to say it was the first time I met you and the first time I met Dick Merritt.
Oh, yeah.
And as I recall, I think the colonel may have had you out front doing push-ups or something. I'm not sure exactly what. He kind of carries that kind of command.
He likes to kind of let everybody know. God bless him. He's a great, great man.
Yes, he is. But, talk about somebody that's still active.
Oh, yes.
And very dedicated to helping others.
Yeah.
But you don't need to ask. You know that he is the colonel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great guy.
And it's kind of like Mutt and Jeff, you know. I mean,
right.
You know, he's kind of the up here and I'm kind of down here. And it worked, you know. We were just kind of ham and eggs most of the time, you know.
Not green ham and eggs. That would be a different
yeah.
thing. John, talk about the history of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition over the years. Again, now you are your own bona fide, separate 501c3 nonprofit organization. Of course, you started under the umbrella of Rocky Mountain Human Services, where you remained for a couple of years, and now writing your own nonprofit ticket, I guess you might say.
Yeah.
Always you have a lot of buy-in from local veterans.
I think it's been really, it was well received and it was needed in the communities. You know, we're between Garfield County, Pitkin County, and Eagle County. So we're, Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Mm-hmm. So that was how the name. Anyway, so we're the three counties. And it started because of the Jesse Beckius and Casey Owens taking their lives. We needed to do something, and I hadn't been really involved in the military since I got out, and it was 40 years.
And
that's what precipitated me getting involved was these two young men. And you know, so we started doing coffee and donuts over at the library. Alpine Bank volunteered to pay for those without any questions. And so we started doing that once a week. And it just kind of grew. And, you know, all of a sudden the county gives us this space. And the rest is history. So
I'm glad I'm not the only one that every time John talks about that, it's an emotional thing. And yet sometimes the most awful of circumstances can sometimes lead to positive change. And again, that's kind of how we got the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and the Veterans Resource Center at 803 Colorado in Glenwood. And hopefully having an impact on other veterans' lives so that happens maybe a little less often. And, you know, it's interesting, September is Suicide Prevention Month, I think. And we've talked a lot about that a couple different contexts over the last 6 weeks or so. Sometimes it just one tiny thing, one kindness that you can give to someone else makes that much of a difference. And it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but it really can. And I think that that's a lot of what the foundation of the Western Slope Veterans Coalition is. You know, in the military, we always hear, you know, leave nobody behind, right? I mean, that's we hear about. I'm not sure if that is attributed to one branch of the military specifically or not, but I think I've heard that over and over from veterans I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never want to leave anybody behind. And if there's no other alternative, it's heartbreaking. It's you take that as an affront to yourself. That's clearly what I hear when I hear John talk about Casey and Jesse. You know, is those are two Marines that are not here to do the good work that other veterans are doing with the Veterans Coalition. And it's not just about the veterans themselves, it's family members as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Destroys a family.
So talk about you're still doing the coffee and donuts every week, right?
Only we do.
Rather than at the library, you're doing them at your office now.
Correct. At the Jesse Becky's Casey Owens Veterans Resource Center office. And one thing we're trying to focus on, I'm trying to kind of change, you know, get away from the stigma and the dark, you know, part of the, you know, why we started. And I'm trying to now kind of focus on, you know, there's a lot of veterans that come back and do very well. Mm-hmm. And they're great employees. They a lot of them start their own businesses. And they become doctors and lawyers and whatevers, you know, teachers, a lot of teachers. And so, you know, I'm really focusing on the positive, you know, and how we can help, you know, nurture, if you will. You know, now that the wars are winding down, I mean, it's good. We don't have as many, you know, at risk, if you will.
As many deployed, yeah.
And
sure.
When they come back. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at, where we're at, I guess. Not I'm, where we're at is we've given away, we're talking out in the front, I think we're $15,000 this year already, you know, just to our emergency fund. We raise money for the emergency fund by doing the dining out for vets dinners during the summer. And then now we've picked up another fundraiser that we did this past summer, and it was the Garfield County Fair. We did the beer concession.
That's right.
And it was an amazing event. And we partnered up with United Way. And so we had like 47 volunteers, Alpine Bank. They gave us, they got us about 10, and then Western Slope Veterans Coalition got about 20, and United Way got about 20. And it took that many people to pull off that event. It was amazing. It was a lot of fun.
That's a lot of beer.
And we sold a lot of beer.
That's a lot.
And I don't know what his name was, Jace Atkins? Trace Atkins. He put on a hell of a show, I guess. We were there, but it was so busy.
And loud.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
So did both of you volunteer for that?
We did.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put it all together. We organized it, and, you know, our my office, Western Slope Fest Coalition, and United Way. But, yeah, we put the whole plan and took months.
So you said you've got about $15,000 in that emergency fund at the Veterans
Coalition? We've gone through $15,000 already.
You have spent $15,000.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did that money go toward? Talk about how you use that emergency fund.
So it goes toward, Lisa's the VSO. She's the one that triggers the response, if you will. Somebody comes to her or to us. They get turned over to Lisa or Pat Hammond. In Eagle or Brian Littlejohn up in Pitkin County. But go ahead and explain how that works.
So maybe that's a better way of phrasing it, is what is the timeline? If do veterans have to come in themselves? Can other people refer them if they need some emergency assistance? How does that all work?
Initially, I have to have that conversation with them, whether it be face-to-face or on the phone. And they have an application they need to fill out. And a lot of these veterans are down and out. Either they lost a job, they need help with rent, car payment. There could be a medical bill, like a dental, some dental issue. We've had an assortment of emergencies. Lots of bus tickets, train.
Yeah, we've sent people off to different parts of the country on the bus and the train.
Gas money, food.
You have to have a DD-214.
Which is an honorable discharge?
It's a discharge.
Okay.
It's your discharge paperwork.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an honorable discharge, you know, depending on the circumstances. I mean, it's, but it helps. And our turnaround time is actually quite short. We can turn it around in a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it has to go through a committee. So we don't just, it's not John and I deciding whether you get the money. It's literally a committee that has to take a look at the application and the information that I give them.
And I'm not on the committee. No, I'm just the
treasurer. Neither of you are.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
No. So it's 7 or 9 people, I think. And
are they all Veterans Coalition members, or is it a combination of?
Just supporters
of
the Veterans Coalition. Like one lives in California, one, you know, a couple of them live up near Aspen, a couple of them live over in Eagle County. They do it all by email. And they send out the application, the DD-214, everything is scanned and sent out and the request, and all they have to do is email back and say yay or nay. Yeah. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know? So the quickest one has been a guy came in, and this is about probably 10:30, 11 in the morning, and he was on a train going to Illinois at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And Amtrak goes all the way to Chicago,
isn't that
right?
Amazing? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty quick. You know, unlike your normal VA, you know, could be 6 months, you know.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's a whole other story.
We seem to be going back to that same subject. And you probably interface, though, with the VA, I would imagine, on a regular basis, right,
I
Lisa?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Depending on the circumstance and the specific needs. Actually, you both probably do.
I don't.
Really?
No.
Okay.
You know, I know some folks down there, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, generally speaking, it's everything is funneled through the VSOs. So the one big one we had this year was a young man that had three young kids from North Carolina. How they ended up here, I have no idea. But in November, he's up here and no work. And, you know, his life is just spiraling down. And so we kept him afloat, and then he ended up finally getting a job in Henderson, Nevada, at a titanium company, and he was an electrical engineer. And how things happen. Hmm. And he's a Navy vet, and he'd been in 10 years, and came back and went to school, and I don't know. He thought he could come out here and, you know, just. You know, like the old mining days? I have no idea. But but that was like, I think it was $5,000, you know. But it was well worth it. He had three young kids, and he ended up getting out of here in April. So he was here from November to April, and he worked. I mean, he got a job, but it wasn't nearly what he needed, you know. So, but anyway, that's probably the neatest one that I've been involved with.
Again, everyone is invited to the open house on Tuesday, November 5th. It's the second anniversary, a little early, a few days early, for the Western Slope Veterans Coalition and the Casey Owens Jesse Beck Youth Veterans Resource Center at 803 Colorado in downtown Glenwood. So you can meet Lisa. Will you be there, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably isn't what sick. I wouldn't show up for that. There's a lot more interesting things to show up for.
Oh,
but
my
point
sure.
was to this young man is it was fun. It was almost like a mentorship, you know, getting him to get on the computer and getting him to go to the library and start hunting for jobs. And, you know, here he is 33 years old and he just kind of, you know, the military has just taken, you know, care of him, literally. Mm-hmm. For 10 years, then he goes to school for another three or whatever it was, and then now all of a sudden he's
supposed to be
the
an
real
adult.
World mm-hmm. is hitting him right in the forehead.
How much of an impact would it have made to you, John, if you would have had someone like that when you got back from Vietnam?
Well, in a way, you know, I mean, it's everybody has a story.
Sure.
And obviously, you know, some... Some work out better than others.
Again, the open house for the Western Slope Veterans Coalition is Tuesday, November 5th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, like I say, if you vote at the courthouse, just walk right across the street and you can have the nickel tour. It's probably more worth a dime or so.
Absolutely.
We'll be back in just a minute to wrap things up. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections again this afternoon, visiting with John Pettit from the Western Slope Veterans Coalition. Lisa Reed Scott is the Garfield County Veteran Service Officer. You brought a lot of notes, Lisa. I feel bad that I did not ask to look at them so that I could lead you in the direction that, you know, mention the stuff you wanted to mention. Is there anything that we haven't talked about yet that was on the list?
I just want to let people know that I also have another office in Rifle. So I service both Rifle and Glenwood Springs, and I'm located at 195 West 14th Street, okay, so right across the street from City Market.
In the Human Services building.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
All right. So two offices. Do you split your time evenly, or is it based on demand?
Depends on the need. Absolutely.
Okay. Kind of like us in the Ute Theater, you know, depending on what the circumstances require. That's where we'll be.
Yes.
John, is there anything else that...
Lisa is a Marine. Maybe tell them your little story of your service. And
so I served honorably in the Marine Corps from 1991 to 1995.
So Desert Storm era.
Yes. And ended up getting out of the military and ended up here in Rifle, Colorado.
Again, you can meet Lisa, and if you don't know, if you've never met a veteran service officer before, you can do that. Are you technically an employee of the state or the county, by the way?
I'm an independent contractor through Garfield County.
Interesting. Okay.
So she's an advocate for veterans, so she has no affiliation to the VA, and that's important, but her allegiance is to the veteran.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. I could absolutely see that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
More so Marines than... I'm just kidding.
Hoorah.
Well, you got to just assume.
If I have learned anything, it's that every branch of the service is on the same team, and yet your team is still just a little bit above everybody else.
That is right.
And that's for all of them. I will never forget... When was it? I think it was when the Casey Owens, Jesse Beckius Veterans Resource Center opened, John. And you were talking about the flags, and you said you had six flags. And I, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. And what's the other one? And you said, the U.S. flag? Oh, yeah.
And Alpine Bank bought those for us, by the way, when we opened. So.
And then, of course,
a little plug for Alpine Bank.
Colorado flag as well, of course.
Yes.
And then you bought that. That's right. Well, thank you. We have to get it out, though.
It seemed to be appropriate.
No. It's out. We got to get you to stop down on the 5th.
Absolutely. Right. Again, 9 to 6, Tuesday, November 5th. Stop by at any time. And again, there will be some desserts, you said, from Katie?
Katie's cinnamon and sugar desserts.
And so don't have to worry about prying any of them away from John because you don't like sweets.
No. We have beer left over from the fair.
You owned Dairy Queen and you don't like sweets?
Isn't that crazy? I didn't
eat. It is.
No ice cream to speak of.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, So, although, for most of us, if we owned a place like Dairy Queen, there would go the profits, right? So I guess I could see how it would make sense.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts from either one of you?
Thank you very much for having us in.
It's my
allowing
pleasure.
Us to do this.
Thank you both for your service.
Thank you.
Again, that's Tuesday, November 5th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stop by 803 Colorado. Again, it's the Casey Owens, Jesse Beckius Veterans Resource Center, so named after a couple local veterans that are no longer with us. And the whole point of the Western Slope Veterans Resource Center is...
no more suicides in the valley. You know,
that's, yep, absolutely.
There's still, I think, around 22 a day across the country.
That's too many.
It's crazy.
That's 22 too many.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's.
Of course, you can learn more about the Western Slope Veterans Coalition at westernsloveveterans.org. Lisa, if anyone is listening right now and they'd like to hook up a veteran with you, I'm sure that your number is probably on the county website.
It is. And my number is 970 948 9486767.
9486767. Again, that's Lisa Reed Scott, the Garfield County Veteran Service Officer. All right. Thanks again to both of you. All the best. Let's make sure it's not another year before I get to see you. Okay, John?
Well, you could be, what, a week and a half? No, not even. 8 days.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Or 2 weeks. What is it? Thank you very much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.